Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The center fielder, Angel Bravo. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Simpson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Wayne Simpson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Chamsky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall. Rose reaches second base with a double. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive to left field. Jones throws towards third. Garrett fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garrett. Rose scores. Perez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a pop-up towards first. Chamsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Chamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-1 in the game. Bravo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards third. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. There goes Gentry. The throw from bench to second, and Gentry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bench strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Bravo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gentry. Woodward moves to second. Wayne Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rose is walked intentionally. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0 for 2 in the game. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bench for a passed ball. Garrett moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentry strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simpson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bench hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 2, Mets, 2. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields the ball and throws to Simpson covering. Safe. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shamsky moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shamsky scores. Marshall moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentry takes first base on ball 4. Boswell moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms strikes out. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodward hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Woodward moves to second. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Wayne Simpson. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bravo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Reds 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing center field. Clay Carroll now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bench fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shamsky hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Reds, 4, Mets, 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Garrett reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Duffy Dyer. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Garrett moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jerry Grote now catching. Ron Taylor now pitching. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards short. Harrelson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harrelson. Woodward moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Rose is walked intentionally. Hal McRae pinch hits for Clay Carroll. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodward scores. Stewart moves to third. Rose moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Nolan Ryan now pitching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Stewart scores. Rose moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's 6-4, Reds. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bench hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Rose scores. McRae moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-4, Reds. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-4 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.